Now, in Saudi Arabia, dozens of clerics have rallied against the decision by King Abdullah to appoint women to an advisory body. About 50 clerics gathered in front of the royal court in the capital Riyadh to protest the move. They demanded to meet King Abdullah and his top aide to offer them what they called advice. The rally comes after King Abdullah appointed 30 women to the Shura Council on Friday. The move is part of social reforms promised in 2011. Saudi women need permission from their male guardians to travel or take certain jobs. The kingdom is the only country that does not allow women to drive. Well, Saudi Arabia has also named new governors for several regions across the kingdom. King Abdullah has appointed Saud bin Nayef, a former diplomat, to run the kingdom's most sensitive region, the oil-producing eastern province. Prince Faisal bin Salman was also appointed the governor of the Madina region. The ruling Al Saud family is said to be making a transition toward a younger generation of leaders. Most of the current rulers are in their 70s and 80s. Riyadh earlier declared that it's going to implement wide-ranging reforms, but many inside the kingdom and abroad consider such moves as only a change of names instead of genuine reforms. Mr. Zayd Al Issa, Middle East expert, is with me live from London. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Issa, welcome. We're looking at what's being called by some of the observers right now, at least modest social reforms in Saudi Arabia. Do you agree with that description?
Well, actually, they are less than modest. They are absolutely meaningless. They're simply window dressing. There is absolutely no substance to them and hardly any material to them. They are actually irrelevant. They are designed to simply deceive and mislead the people, to give them the impression that their grievances that have been left long to fester is actually being addressed and the king is actually a reformer. But there is absolutely no substance to those reforms. They are highly cosmetic, they are highly superficial, and they do not address the core issues, because the policies will remain the same. Saudi Arabia will remain a dictatorship. There are no elections whatsoever. There are no human rights whatsoever. There are no freedom of expression, no freedom of press. Women have absolutely no rights. They do not have the simple basic right of driving a car or applying for a passport or traveling without their male guardian's knowledge. And this move of actually appointing, the emphasis is on the word appointing. They haven't been elected. There are no elections. The Shura Council is appointed from the king's staunchest and closest allies. These are hand-picked people, and two of the women actually appointed are the daughters of previous kings. One of them was the Saudi representative picked by Kofi Annan. So they are very, very close to the authorities, and they are part and parcel of the system. And this fuss by the clerics about it is actually meaningless, because those women have no authority. This council is simply a rubber stamp. It is toothless. It has absolutely no power. And if we talk about the changes now, these are actually part of a vicious, ferocious struggle which have moved from King Abdullah's brothers to the next generation, that is their sons, who are now squabbling and quarreling and actually feuding openly, when it was supposed these matters to be dealt through the Allegiance Council, which was specifically set up as a major piece of reform, hugely trumpeted by the king himself, and he's actually not activated it to pick up a crown prince. Let's not forget that the squabbling originated when two crown princes, that is, Prince Sultan and Prince Nayef, have basically died, and that basically threw the cat among the pigeons. And that's why we see a ferocious, massive struggle for power. And on top of that, we see a popular uprising which is spreading and engulfing the entire country, not just the eastern region where the popular uprising actually originated after spreading from Bahrain. All the efforts...
Thank you very much, Mr. Zayd Al Issa. Sorry for stopping you. We're just short of time. A big thank you there to Mr. Zayd Al Issa, Middle East expert, with us live from London.